describe the scene in front of Ferguson Police Headquarters before the announcement came down.
Before the announcement came down, there were at least 150 protesters out there, and they had blocked off the street. They'd blocked off South Florissant. But the vibe was pretty calm. People seemed in control. They seemed to expect that no matter the result, there would be peace. Despite the conversations that had been had already about violence, people kind of expected that it would be a calm situation.
So was the turning point when the announcement was made, or did it come after that?
It happened afterwards. After basically what happened was that protesters were quiet and listened to the live broadcast of the press conference. And when it was announced that there would be no indictment, a group of protesters rushed up against the barrier separating the police from protesters. There was some antagonism there. But then people like fell back into a reflective state and chanted and kind of seemed to aim towards peace.
Was there a spark that really sent things over the edge?
Yeah, there was a moment where people started to move down South Florissant in March, and the cops set up a barrier, which, as we've seen, tends to kind of antagonize the protesters or at least spark some sort of conflict. And at that point in time, some individuals in the crowd started throwing things at the police. The police began to instruct people to disperse and started to push the line back towards the police department, and things escalated from there.
Was there still some form of organization, or did it just devolve into chaos from what you could tell?
It started to devolve into chaos. People still made the call for no looting and no violence, but at that point, some protesters started to throw bricks and rocks through a parked police car that had no officers in it. And at that point, the police started to respond with more threats that protesters needed to disband. And from there, it quickly escalated to more thrown objects at police, and then the tear gas began to be used.
Police seemed to show some restraint, but eventually reached a point where they felt like they had to approach.
Exactly. And it seemed like there was some restraint. And then once the police had decided that they were going to approach, they were kind of all in. There were a couple shots of tear gas, but then after they made a few more warnings, it escalated pretty significantly to like a couple dozen shots of tear gas all at once, and pretty solid pandemonium. And from there, that kind of chaos and violence seemed to spread out into the rest of the area.
Did you see anybody get hurt?
I did not see anybody get hurt. I saw a few different arrests, and I saw some people try and break in to different businesses. I saw some people defend different businesses. I spoke with one man, Matt Mendoza, who said that he stopped someone from trying to light a fire in a business, and I saw other people stand in front of businesses. So for a while, it was kind of touch and go with people both attempting to maintain order and kind of the overwhelming chaos that ensued.
You were on the streets for some of the protests and violence that happened in August. Is there any way to compare what you saw last night to anything you may have seen then?
Initially, the vibe, the feeling of the protest was much more relaxed than a lot of what happened in August. It didn't seem to have that same kind of flashpoint tension. But as things went on, I think this was probably the worst night that I personally witnessed.
St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold. Thanks for this.
Thank you.